Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Host of Breakfast with Ben's, writer for Tribune Review, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Tim Benz. What's going on this morning, Tim?
Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, 6-6 on the year. Both tied for first place in the very, very mediocre AFC North. We asked this question earlier. We questioned whether or not this game has the same juice here in Baltimore. Do you have that same question up in Pittsburgh?
Well, actually, I'm going to rewind that to last week, where Mike Tomlin fielded 30 questions during his weekly press conference, and not a single one of those questions was about the Buffalo Bills when they came to town with Josh Allen and a team that had won a division 5 years in a row. I mean, usually, regardless of how good the Steelers are or how poorly they're playing, you get a little X and O question here or there about the opponent coming in. And people were just so obsessed over what the Steelers aren't doing that it was almost an afterthought that the Bills were coming in. And I think it's the same thing right now with the Ravens, maybe to a lesser degree because it is the North. It is the only thing that's at stake, it feels like, right now, division or bust. I do think because the Ravens are in a very similar boat to Pittsburgh, there's some comp talk going on, like, how are they like us? How are we like them? So it does have some juice because it feels like that's all that matters at this point. But as opposed to a normal season where it's like, which team is better to win the North? It feels like here in Pittsburgh, which team stinks less so they can hold on to it. And from that aspect, it doesn't have the same vibe.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because that's where I was going. How surprised were you or are you at this whole division? The fact that, you know, it's been, quote, the best division in the NFL for years by many. Not one team has a positive point differential.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not surprised that the Steelers are where they are. If you told me that they'd be 6-6, 12 games in August, I would have said, all right, that sounds right. I don't think that I would have assumed that the way that they got to 6-6 would be as plodding and as painful as it was towards the end of last year, but it certainly does feel that way. But, you know, honestly, 6-6, I could buy. So that doesn't surprise me. Knowing what the Ravens' injury situation was, knowing how difficult their schedule was at the start of the season, you know, I had high anticipation for the Ravens. I thought the Ravens were going to win the division. I felt really good about saying that. So I guess I am surprised that their record is what it is. I figured they would have maybe won one or two more than they did earlier. So their record surprises me, knowing what they kind of had to trudge through with Jackson's injury and everything else, putting that perspective on it skews it some. But Yeah, and then the Bengals losing Burrow. You told me the Bengals are going to lose Burrow. I would have said, yeah, they're going to be about a 4-win team at Thanksgiving. That makes sense. You know, that that loss that the Ravens had on Thanksgiving was incredibly disappointing. And with the way the Steelers are playing, there was part of me that thought, okay, they're just going to pick up the baton and go now because this is their division. Now, they've let both teams back into it to a large degree. That was, from a football fan standpoint, disappointing, encouraging from a Steeler fan standpoint, but yeah, a little surprising that there's not at least one team that's in better shakes right now.
Hey, Tim, I know we talked when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers, and a lot of us were saying, hey, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I definitely want to watch the ride. In your opinion, how's it been for fans watching him? I know it hasn't been great. Obviously, we look at the record, but is he the best quarterback on that team?
Yeah, I still think he is because I don't think Mason Rudolph's all that great. He might be the better answer right now if Rodgers is truly compromised. You know, if they're worried about running to one side of the field because he can't hand off in that direction, or, you know, they've got to throw the ball backwards to the right because they're not comfortable with him pitching in that direction, then he probably shouldn't be playing. You know, if he's not comfortable under center and they're so limited and they can't run play action, even though they're doing less of that as it is, he probably shouldn't be playing if he's that compromised. But if he's healthy and he can do everything that a quarterback is supposed to do from a ball handling standpoint, then he should be playing because he's better than Mason Rudolph. As far as how it's going, it was great early. I mean, when there was nothing to complain about, it was fine. But as I thought would be the case, when the water got rough, we're starting to see some cracks in the veneer. We're starting to see him point at this tight end, point at that wide receiver, grumble about this guy not running the right route, grumble about that guy, you know, so making quizzical comments about people not showing up for film sessions, things of that sort. So the fact that it's gone badly here and the Steelers are now 6-11 in their last 17-game slice of a season, if you will, and Rodgers is a part of it, yeah, I'm not surprised that you're starting to see some of the polish come off.
Okay, when we go to bed on Sunday night, Tim, who's in first place in the AFC North?
I think the Ravens. I just think that the Steelers' run game woes on defense are too much to overcome and easily exploitable for Baltimore, even if they're not in the best place overall themselves.
But, Tim, we watched Thursday night. They may not use the running backs. So.
Yeah, we create our own running game woes.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. And I know Lamar is compromised physically, too, but you know, this run game defense for the Steelers, it's maddening. You know, like, they contain Jonathan Taylor. They contain the Bears' rush attack. And they got absolutely blistered by the Bills, and they were a sieve for the first 3 weeks. I don't know what to expect when I see the Steelers go up against a good run game, but I know what it looked like the last two times I saw them against Baltimore, and I know what their offense can't do to make up for the defense. So my hunch is, ugly though it may be, and as much as people in Baltimore are probably questioning their own team, if it's a split, I'm going to go with Baltimore in the first game and then check back with me the last week of the season.
Tim Benz, thanks a lot, my friend.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
410-583-1057. Let's get a call in. Let's go to Ken in Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to have a quick comment on what you said about the agenda with the OCs. That's what I've been saying that all along. If now think about it. If the touchdown would have went through from Zay and Likely, that makes Mumpkin look great. Is he vying for a head coaching job? Is that why he's passing and trying to get Lamar to look good? Is that the agenda?
I said before, I think DCs coach to win games. OCs coach to get jobs.
Yeah, but isn't winning going to get him a job? Like, isn't...
Not necessarily. He has to be innovative. He has to have some kind of cute little tag to him on offense. I think winning gets defensive coordinators jobs. But I think offensive coordinators feel like they have to develop a quarterback. They have to be either a quarterback whisperer or innovator of something offensively. They can't just get jobs by winning. Whether they can or not, I don't think they feel they can, and I think they don't feel they can because something goes on in those interviews to make them feel that
again,
way.
If we put a Venn diagram together, and you the two circles that cross over one another, and you get the ones in the... I'm just mansplaining to anybody out there who doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. But if you put it together and we started looking at reasons why this happens, that happens, Like, if we went back when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, all of their coaches got poached. You know, when Kansas City was winning, they took some of their coaches. When New England was winning, they took their coaches.
Well, see, those are Super Bowl winners. I think in terms of the other coaches that aren't winning Super Bowls, they feel as if... again, Jeremy, I'm not saying that that's factual.
Well, that's what I'm saying in the diagram, because there are things in the middle where both things end up being true.
But tell me that these offensive coaches, they're trying to be cute and innovative because they feel like that's going to get them a job.
I mean, maybe...
Because most bad teams got to do what? Draft quarterbacks.
But as we talked about, too, San Francisco, they didn't win Super Bowls. And guess who got it? The Jets hired their defensive coordinator. Miami hired one of their offensive coordinators. Then the Rams took one of their offensive coordinators before then.
It's funny you bring up the 49ers. What's their reputation on offense? They can win with any quarterback. They have something. They have a hook. They can win with any quarterback. That's their hook. I think offensive coordinators feel like, you know, it's like, remember the era of rap where you couldn't have a record on the radio unless you had a hook? I think that's what offensive coordinators are like.
I get what you're saying. I don't know that I necessarily buy it just because they didn't win necessarily when they were trotting out Jimmy Garoppolo. They didn't win when they had these other guys.
They went to the Super Bowl with Garoppolo.
I'm saying they didn't. They went to the Super Bowl the one year, but that was clearly an anomaly.
They went to the Super Bowl with Mr. Irrelevant.
Brock Purdy, who got a $50 million deal.
But that's my point. They can win with any quarterback. That's their thing. Look at Mac Jones. He goes there. That is their hook. They are quarterback whispers. Daily line at 9:30, but on the other side, do you think the Ravens could win in a rematch with the Bills? We asked that because if the playoffs were to begin today, that's who they play. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm a fan.
The conversations we have off the air.
Yeah, by the way, that was the dumbest comment ever, what you just said. Ed. So it can't go to the back of the plate?
No backdoor strikes.
It's literally called what?
A backdoor strike. And he doubled down on it.
That was the dumb.
Yeah.
And it's called.
And he was getting like patronizing. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're a sports guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, sports guy.
Yeah. Whatever.
Daily line at 9:30. Well, for those of you wondering, someone told Ed the ball had to cross the front of the strike zone.
Across the front of the plate.
I know we're looking ahead, But that's what we do in sports. And if the playoffs were to begin today, the Bills would come into Baltimore to face the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Ravens win a playoff rematch or a rematch? Still, it's a playoff rematch as well.
Yeah,
the Bills.
They absolutely could. I mean, the Bills are in trouble. I mean, they're a better record than the Ravens, obviously. But I think the Ravens could actually take them. They should have done it the first time. They already faced them healthy and, you know, lost the game but should have won. But anyway, yes, they certainly can, especially because we get them at home, because the only we're getting is to be a division winner. The Bills are going to get a wild card slot, so we get them here.
Yeah, I retweeted it from Seth Walter. Most likely wild card round matchup to occur, Bills-Ravens with a 24% chance of it happening. So the team that wins this division is more than likely going to host the best wild card team.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think if the Bills are smart last night, they start making some role plans, because I think the Patriots pretty much said, yeah, we ain't letting this go.
No. I mean, they need a lot of help, and they need to be perfect. And so far, all I've seen is a not perfect team from Buffalo.
And all I've seen from the Patriots is a team that's getting better. There's going to be a hiccup, because that's the NFL. But they're putting enough money in the bank.
The sad part is I think their hiccup probably happens in the postseason.
That's a good point. A quarterback.
Again, like I go back to this when we talked about the teams that were leading with, like, at the time, Indy, but I'll even put Jacksonville in there now since they lead the division. Jacksonville, Indy, New England, Denver. Like, I need to see you get there. I need to see you lose with the group you have and then make that run. Every once in a while, you come across a Pat Mahomes just makes the run and it doesn't matter and he doesn't need. But I mentioned this in the NBA, like losing before you win. The Thunder lose before they win. They get there and then they finally make that run. Now they know what it takes. And this team's just going to make another run back to it. The Mavericks losing before they got there and then they lose the championship. Celtics losing in the championship before you get back and winning it. I just feel like it happens with these new teams, and you got to experience it. I'm not saying it always happens, but more times than not.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you surprised that Tim Benz is so down, Ed, on the Pittsburgh Steelers, or would you be if you covered that team?
I'm not surprised at all. I mean,
Tim's a realist, too, by the way.
He's a realist. I think that I haven't thought the Steelers are that good this year to pick it up.
Well, last year or the year before.
Well, yeah, they have not been this team we're used to. And I think picking up Aaron Rodgers was a total, just a bad idea.
Rodgers is going to Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, just and then people act like they're surprised. Like, what did you expect? This is him. Like,
by the way, I was happy that he shared our opinion on that. Not that, because sometimes Herm Edwards can just bump his gums. Like, what are you talking about, dude? But how is this a good thing?
Yeah.
You know, he said it was a good thing what Rodgers was saying, but Tim was saying, no, now he's starting to throw guys. Yeah. That's throwing someone under the bus.
Yeah.
If there ever was a definition of that.
And I think when you cover a team, when it's your hometown, your home team, you're tougher on them anyway. I mean, I think, people are tough on the Ravens. Because when you look at it, they're probably still going to the playoffs this year, despite all the injuries they've had. They had, an entire team out at one point. You know, we had the entire defensive line was from the practice squad.
You guys know we're on NFL Network right now?
We are?
They're playing sound from 105.7 The Fan Baltimore for fans voicing their frustrations.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I just looked up and saw it.
Huh. Yep.
We can't hear it. Manti Te'o's talking about it, so it has to
Tell
be real.
Tell us what they're saying, Manti.
It has to be real.
It has to be real. Sorry.
So mean.
Too soon? No, it's not too soon. Well planted.
There was a clip of him talking about awareness one day, and I went, yeah, not the guy. Not the guy.
Well planted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. This is a rough year, though, man. And again, going back to Tim Benz, and it's kind of what I appreciate when you talk to certain people in the industry, you just don't have your blinders on with your team. And he's one of those guys that, he even called it Steelers stink. Ravens haven't been playing well. He fully expects. He didn't even say Ravens win in Baltimore and the Steelers win. He said, come back to me at the end of the year, and I'll let you know what I think then.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? And welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
Hey, before I get to the Ravens, right, let me ask you a question about Thursday night. So, ain't it something that both of these teams right now outside the playoffs, right, looking in, but if any of them get in, one of them can make the Super Bowl, though. It's possible, it could be one of the Super Bowl NFC contenders, though.
Who's that?
The Super Bowl. Between the Lions and the Cowboys Thursday night.
I didn't know he'd gone to Thursday Night Football yet.
Yeah, but I mean, y'all ain't mentioned it yet.
You mean that's this week?
That's this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the loser of that game misses the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so too, man. But the winner could possibly, you know, like be in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Where's that game played?
Detroit.
Yeah,
it's playing in Detroit, and because you know the Cowboys got to grind. You know that because last year, remember Dan Campbell, what he did, ran up the score. He was doing trick plays when the lines was up 40 and going
that is right.
down and everything. Yeah, remember that.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's an interesting little sidebar to talk about in this game and whether or not. Coaches, we talk about revenge games all the time for players when you're traded.
It don't matter.
Maybe.
It don't matter.
Yeah, and Jerry
I beat
Jones
you by 40 today, and I see you next week. If you got the same, or next year, you got the same personnel, we're going to beat your ass by 40 again. What are you going to do? You know, hey, I'm motivated to beat you. Well, you know what? You ain't good enough. You can be as motivated. You know how long emotion lasts the first series? After that is football.
No,
all that emotional stuff. All that emotional stuff, that goes out the window the first time you get popped. That stuff don't last.
Not with Jerry Jones, though. Jerry Jones will be approaching Dan Campbell, too. You know, you're going to have some words for him.
That doesn't help the players on the field.
Well, you see your owner, you know, getting amped up. And,
that doesn't help the players. And again, that kind of emotion after the first quarter, man, that's gone. It's football.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the Lions going to be shorthanded, though. So, should be a good one. But real quick to the Ravens before I forget, man. I don't know about this game, right? I'm still nervous about being a 5.5-point favorite, you know. And I got a feeling, if this game ended in a tie, we still in first place?
Yeah.
Be a bad game, divisional record, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But let's see, man. You know, hopefully Lamar, you know. What'd you say? Somebody said something funny?
No, I'm just laughing. If it ends in a tie, I never thought of that scenario before.
If it ends in a tie, one of these teams is going to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
All right, man. But I'm going to let y'all go, man. Y'all have a good one, though. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
You too. No, he's talking about the Cowboys Ravens. I mean, Steelers Ravens. If it ends in a tie, I never thought of that scenario. Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll go over what happened last night. The props did not come through for me. I'll talk about what went wrong there. Another tough loss with the New York Giants game. We'll get into it. A lot that I like tonight in college hoops. There's some great matchups, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody. We'll tell you next right here on The Fan.
Jones assesses, backpedals to the 7 on the near side. He gets it to the 10, now to the 15, sprints to the 20, along the numbers to the 30, outside the 40, and Gillen slows him down for a second. He breaks him on the sidelines to the 20, 15, 10, all the way. Touchdown, Marcus Jones. Somehow he stayed in bounds, 93 yards, and the Patriots explode to a 9-0 lead here in the first quarter.
There you go. That's courtesy of Westwood One. I'll get into the plays in just a second. I do want to tell you it's time.
Can you give me the play where he stinky legged the kicker?
Oh, yeah.
Stinky legged his.
I'll do this and I'll tell you something I just saw on the internet that I thought was crazy. Two tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic on August 2nd at Meriwether Post Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. 410-583-1057, caller number 5. Now, I saw on some. There's so many BS things posted by FanDuel, DraftKings, these. Hey, this guy picked 5 anytime touchdown winners and won. There's somebody doing it every day that picks a ridiculous bet. This guy posted that he bet that there would be a field goal miss, block, return, something goofy to happen on Younghoe Koo's kick.
Right.
It's supposed to be a messed up field goal attempt, essentially. You know what they called it? They called it a sack. And not a missed field goal attempt, because when he went to kick it, he never really finished the attempt.
Right.
So they didn't pay the guy out. They said it was a sack and not a missed field goal.
Oh, come on. Well, technically speaking, was a sack. He never attempted the field goal.
But it is a field goal attempt in the play. Like, he did attempt the field goal. His foot got caught in the dirt and he fell. That's an attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, again, the books have all the advantages. And once you get good, they take advantage of you. But I thought that was interesting, just to kind of point out. Going back to last night and that play we talked about, there was a field goal kick with about 2 minutes left that put the game over the total. I had the under. Yeah, that burns. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, but knowing that there was a 94-yard touchdown or a punt return for a touchdown in the game, yeah, that also doesn't feel good. But it's football. That's what happened. Yeah. So we lost that game. I talked about taking Wandale Robinson under 5.5 receptions. I was kind of right. He caught 7 passes for 30 yards. So he wasn't getting the targets. I should have taken his yardage, but again, you know, going into the game, I thought the reception was going to be better, but they gave him the underneath treatment and kept throwing him stuff off the line of scrimmage. I had Ramondre Stevenson under. He got three carries on the first drive alone. So their plans to maybe treat Trevion Henderson like a bell cow did not happen last night. And then on top of it, you know, we had some other spots that I had the Iona over that hit. I had my NBA plays hit last night, both of them. Yeah, in NHL, I split there. I had Buffalo. They won. The Blues, they did not. It was a kiss your sister night. But as I've said, I focus more on my top five. The top five I gave out on the air are my five favorite plays, but I threw in some of my prop bets for subscribers that I liked a little bit better, and it didn't go well. So where are we going tonight? We have one of the more amazing college basketball slates that you'll see. So I'll finish with that. Let me start with this. I like Detroit and Boston to go under in the NHL. It's at 5.5. Again, splitting yesterday. I had lost like three in a row up until that point. Three or four in a row in the NHL, and now trying to get back on this winning streak. That was right after I had like a, I think it was a 12 out of 14 streak or something ridiculous. Now, in the NBA, I like the Celtics to knock off the Knicks tonight. The Celtics are -1.5, and depending on if you're shopping, I've seen them as high as +2 and as high as -2. So it's just going to range there. I think the Celtics win at home.
No.
Okay, well, they don't, according to Ed. I just scratch that one off. Ed says no. No, babe, you're not doing it. Washington and Philly to go over 235 or 234.5. You'll see some different numbers around, but again, I like it to go over the 235. So if I like it to go over 235, let me check. I do like it to go over 234.5 as well. Yeah. And in college basketball, let me just rattle off the top 25 plays that we have tonight, and then I'll tell you my favorite ones of the evening. But Kentucky is playing North Carolina. That's a blue blood matchup. You got to love. UConn is going on the road and facing Kansas. And you've got Syracuse, who's hosting Tennessee, which seems like a great game. Iowa and Michigan State. Michigan State's the number 7 team in the country. They're favored by 5.5. I've seen some, what else did I have out there? Is it just 5.5? I've seen some 7s and 7.5s out there, too. Again, another line that's fluctuating. Both of the teams are 7-0. The thing that caught me off guard, Iowa was always an over team. They ran and didn't play defense. They put up a ton of threes. Total in this game is 135. I've even seen lower numbers out there. You don't see that in games like this with a team in Iowa that used to run. They've totally changed their philosophy and how they play. I'm not telling you they beat Michigan State. I wouldn't be shocked if they did, but I think Iowa covers. Florida and Duke. This is just another amazing matchup. Duke is favored by quite a bit, though. And as I mentioned before, USC's at Oregon, not a top 25 matchup. USC is 7-0, and Oregon's favorite in the game, and Oregon's 4-3. So do with that what you will. But those are all good games, and here's what I'm on. I am on Oregon plus the +0.5 or -0.5, wherever you get it. As I said, these lines, especially in basketball, when it gets around 1, it'll fluctuate. You might even get a pick -1 if you're betting locally. New Mexico State -1.5. I like UConn to go on the road and beat Kansas. This isn't the same Kansas team we've seen in years past. I love Kentucky to knock off North Carolina tonight. They're favored by 5.5. As I've stated, I like Iowa plus the points. I like Purdue and Rutgers to go under, Florida and Duke to go over the total. And it's a night that Cornell plays. We're going over the total. Cornell and George Mason over 150.5. This Cornell team just came off a game where they scored 101 and then they gave up 70 some. So George Mason's the better team. The only concern here would be if they dictate pace. Cornell plays so fast that I think you just kind of have to play somewhat their style because it's sloppy. They don't play defense. And if they're going to keep giving you easy things, gimmies, open shots, unless you just want to take the air out of the ball, which is possible, I just don't think it happens tonight. I think this goes over the 150.5. My favorite plays tonight would be that Cornell over, Kentucky. I do like UConn. I like Oregon, the Florida Duke over. And I got to say, I do like Detroit and Boston to go under in the NHL. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Rob, if you're going to school, they ain't open for two hours.
For the kids.
Maybe Rob, you're recruiting.
Rob, love the kids.
I mean, it ain't like you won by 70 or something.
Hey, you just didn't waste time.
What time is it? 6:02 in the a.m.?
You didn't waste time with that one, did you?
Oh. Rob came in this morning. Can I tell this story yet? Yeah. Rob came in this morning complaining about a running clock in the second half because they could have won by 90.
That is not how that conversation went. That is not how that conversation
That's how
went.
I remember. Ed, how'd you hear it?
I was in the bathroom.
It's not quite how that went.
So your Rosedale team starts off with a dub.
A dub on the road. Got to go back on the road today, weather permitting. Already said weather permitting. To go to St. Mary Reichen, tough team.
Do they have like a, and I'm being serious, do they have like a tiebreaker that's points scored on the road or like point differential against non-conference opponents that means something to you? He was telling me when he got in, he's like, and I don't think he even wants to admit this to his girls. He's like, I hope they score some more, man. They're just going
to. I can't go to work like this.
These guys are just going to roast me the entire time.
I cannot go. I was pulling for Digital Pioneer. Score!
He walked over and started calling plays for them.
For the love of God, score! You don't know those guys that I work with. Please, score.
It looked like they had a full court 5-on-5 tournament, and Rob found the only team that brought a 3-on-3 team.
Oh, man. I'm not kidding. I'm sitting on the sideline saying, man, I hope they score some more points. Can we get an own goal?
You know what's funny? I meant to ask you that earlier. Like, are there own goals like in soccer and hockey? Can you do that in basketball?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Just throw it in your own bucket.
I had a kid on my team 1 year. I'm trying to remember if it was travel early on or if it was a rec game. And we passed the ball in, and he got it and just started shooting at the basket. And thank God he missed three of those. My own team, like his own teammates were trying to block him. Like, what are you doing? Because he'd just come in the game. Yeah, he got confused.
Excited.
Yeah.
And by the way, that encore brought to you by Lions Den. This is every day. You got your fantasy team, right?
Yeah.
Weekly fantasy. You working on any real fantasies? Well, at Lions Den, they got the gear to bring more pleasure, passion, and romance into that playbook. So score big tonight. Lions Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. LionsDen.com. We're one of the locations in the Baltimore area. I've been to a couple.
Yo.
Never walk out empty-handed.
Well, that's a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
Ed and Towson, what's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you feel?
Doing well. How are you?
Look here, Rob, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm glad I stopped coaching, but and God bless the people at St. Mary's Riken. They do, you know, they putting in work too, but
that's a tough team, man.
Dog, that's a tough team, and that's a tough ride, bro.
It is.
That ain't right around the corner.
That's 2.5.
Dog, that's down the road a bit. I mean, I'm telling you, but that's a tough team. But look, as far as the Ravens go in the running game, it's a lot of things that you can unpack, but I kind of look at the Bears, and they're doing good right now. You know, they got – Ben Johnson's got Caleb in a good headspace right now. Let's hope he stays there. But what is he doing different? He's under center. You know, I mean, it's almost – you said something about agenda earlier. Uh-huh. I think people get in the gun. I've asked the offense coordinator, why are you in the gun when it's second and two? Why are you in the gun? He really couldn't answer the question.
Because that's what we do?
Yes. It's almost like like social media something. It's like, that's what we're supposed to do. Maybe if you put Lamar, he's never been under, he doesn't get under, he did it back when he had Yonder, he would get under center. That may be trust of the offensive line, but maybe if you put him under center, it opens a lot of things up because what? Your bootleg and your waggle. Ain't nobody paying attention to the play fake they got when you're sitting in the gun because it's not a legitimate play fake because the running back is not really heading towards the line of scrimmage. He just puts his hands out. Okay, let me touch the ball for a minute and to see if the linebackers freeze. But if you put him under center, which they're not going to do, but if they put him under center, maybe it changes the complexion of some things. And it also gives you bootleg, waggle, things like that.
Hey, we got to run, but I'll say this. You say a lot while I was not saying a lot, and I know exactly what you meant when you said Caleb Williams is in a good headspace right now. We know. Thanks a lot, Ed. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. He's a head case. He was in high school. Ed Norse, what did you learn today,
my
friend?
We talked about a couple things today. And one thing was Lane Kiffin, obviously, and heading toward the playoffs anyway. Do you know Ole Miss has never been recognized as national champ by the AP or the coaches poll? Ever. They claim that the NCAA cited them 3 times, but nah, they were never before the playoffs. Like when they had the "We Pick You" as national, they've never won a national championship.
Yeah, it's
kind of sad.
The other part of that that's crazy too is thinking about Lane Kiffin has 3 championships as an assistant, mm-hmm. not one as a head coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's betting on himself at LSU.
And you mentioned Marty Supreme this morning, talking about the Timothy Chalamet movie.
That's not the Marty he mentioned. Oh, my fact.
Oh, I mentioned 2 different Martys. You know what time it is?
Do you know he's been training at ping pong for 6 years?
Yes.
6 years for this role.
He's going to win Best Actor, and I haven't even seen the movie yet.
Yeah. I mean, he's just 6 years of training, knowing this movie was in the future. Like, wow.
Couple of national days. Today is National Day of Giving. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And today is also National Special Education Day. Thank you very much to you angels who provided for my son. Birthdays in sports. Today would have been Willie Brown and Daryl Kyle. Remember Daryl Kyle, the pitcher? Mm-hmm. They would have celebrated birthdays today. Today is O.J. McDuffie. He has a son in the NFL. He turns 56 today. Aaron Rodgers, we talked about him. He turns 42 today. And Oriole catcher Gary Sanchez turns 33 today. Monica Seles and Mark Kotze share a birthday. Who's older, Joe?
Mark Kotze.
Mark Kotze.
Seles.
Jeremy?
Seles.
Seles. Mark Kotze turns 50. Monica Seles turns 52.
Yeah. There we go. All right, a couple things for you. I used to know a religious nymphomaniac. She'd go through 3 or 4 Mennonite.
Oh.
Mennonite. Oh, buddy. All right, I named my phone Titanic. Now when I use Bluetooth, it says Titanic is sinking. Do you like this one? My job in Zimbabwe is applying spray to soften the leather straps attached to a horse bit. I miss the rains down in Africa. Yeah. My favorite poem of all time. I dug, you dug, she dug, he dug, we dig. It may not mean anything. It may not mean anything to you, but it's deep. I love that he hit it early. Two ants tried to make a seesaw using a toothpick and a half a crumb, but it didn't work. They needed a fulcrum. A fulcrum.
A fulcrum.
Yeah. Where are we at here? I don't want to do that one. Dad, do you have any regrets in life? Yeah, I regret never listening to my mother. What did she try to tell you? I don't know. I never listened. I got two more real quick. My girlfriend and I laugh about how competitive we are, but I laugh more. And lastly, a man goes to see a wizard. He says, can you lift a curse that the priest put on me years ago? The wizard says, maybe. Can you remember the exact words of the curse? The man replies, I now pronounce you mountain wife.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.